Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Jay King. Oh, shit, I'm sorry. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good whatever it is for you. My name is Jay King, and you're tuned into the Jay King Show at KPLA Talk 1580. We got a good one for you today. Today we're going to talk about relationships versus companionship. And, you know, is there a difference between the two? This show started out as a conversation that I had, a discussion, I should say, maybe a debate even, that I had with somebody about the words companionship versus relationship. He was under the impression that a companionship and a relationship were the exact same thing. And I said, au contraire, no, they are not. Relationships and companionships are two separate things. And I thought they were miles apart from each other. Oddly enough, he was absolutely wrong about what he thought about companionships and relationships, and so was I. They're not that far apart, and they're not exactly the same. So today we're going to discuss companionships and relationships. And what I did was I asked some of the guys who do Kings in the Morning for with me to join me. So I have Fred Crosley and Big Charles. They're going to be with me today. We're going to talk about relationships versus companionship. And hopefully Chocolate Peach will join in a little later. She will be the lone woman, unless Snitchy Smurf shows up, because women were invited as well. Because I wanted to see both sides. I wanted to hear what both sides had to say. Like I said, my name is Jay King. I am the president and CEO of the California Black Chamber of Commerce. I'm also the leader and creator of the group Club Nouveau. I do a radio show at 97.5 FM KDEE in Sacramento every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 3 to 6 p.m. And I do a podcast called Kings in the Morning, Monday through Friday from 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on The J. King Network. And you can listen to that on thejkingnetwork.com, or you can call in at 515-605-9376. We're going to have a robust discussion about relationships versus companionship, and I'm glad Chocolate Peach just joined us. So Chocolate Peach, you're joined by Big Fred and Big Charles. Thank you all for being here this evening. How are you doing this evening?
Thank you. I'm sorry for being late.
Doing fine, Jay. Doing fine.
Doing good. Doing real good, Jay. Go ahead.
Okay, so if I ask you guys, what's the difference between a relationship and companionship? Could you tell me, Chocolate Peach, for you, what's the difference between a relationship versus companionship?
Oh, that's a tough question, because they each are intersecting in some things. But to be honest, I think a relationship could be more physical as opposed to a companionship, which is just someone who's closer to a friend.
Okay. What about you, Fred? If I said relationship versus companionship, what would you say the difference is?
I would say just getting along. Companionship is just a going through the motion thing, you know. But when you're in a relationship, it's more like right before you get married. That's my thing.
Okay. Big Charles.
I'm on the same road with Chocolate Peach on that, but I think that a companion is not deeply involved as you want to say a relationship. I think your heart is more involved in relationship versus companionship. Companion is someone you can have a conversation with, and you can have rights and wrongs, and you got to understand and fall apart and come back. But a relationship, your heart is more into it. You make sure your heart ain't into it. Why you need to tell me so? You know, you deep into it.
Okay, so Charles, let me tell you, you sound like Darth Vader. And the rest of you guys need to speak up so we can hear you better, okay? Because Mike has just told me, can your phone source come up? Mike, it's not my phone source. It's these sapsuckers. They know.
That sound better? Does that sound better right now?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to try to be nice, okay? Is this better?
Yeah. Are you on speakerphone, Chocolate Peach?
No, I'm on my Apple AirPods in my house, but because my house is wood, it echoes.
So maybe you should get off those iPods and put the phone to your ear. How about that?
Okay, just a second.
Thank you. This ain't Kings of the Morning, you guys. This show is a little highfalutin. This is a little more highfalutin than Kings of the Morning, just to FYI. Fred, let me hear you too.
Okay. I'm here testing, 1, 2, 3,
okay,
testing, 1, 2, 3.
And which one of you guys sound like you eating the phone? Which one of you guys is moving around?
It wasn't me.
Okay, now, Chocolate Peach, let me hear you.
Okay, is this better?
A little, yeah. Is that better, Mike?
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. They sound great.
Don't lie, Mike. You're going to hell. You just sent me a text. You just sent me a text telling me that they needed to fix their shit. And then you're going to say, oh, it sounds great. Don't crackerjack on me.
Talk the real.
Okay. All right, now. All right, so we'll cut all that out, you guys. Don't worry about it. All right, so you guys each have said what a relationship is versus companionship and to you. So this subject was so interesting to me because I never thought about it until I was speaking about it with somebody, and I promised him I wouldn't use his name because people are afraid to be talked about on the radio. So when we talk about being close to somebody, we often hear two words, companionship and relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the difference between them? Companionship versus relationship are both important ways we connect with each other, but it's not quite the same. So we're going to look at what makes each of them unique and different and learn the essential parts of what they are or aren't. What is companionship? Companionship is a type of bond where people share comfort, support, and a sense of belonging with each other. If we talk about examples of companionship, it's about being together and enjoying each other's company, often without romantic or deep emotional layers of more intense relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it as a friendship where you feel at ease, can be yourself, and share common interests of activities. Companionship provides a feeling of connectedness and a sense of not being alone, focusing more on enjoying the present moment together rather than building a life of deeper emotional ties. It's a simple yet precious form of human connection. How would you guys relate to that? Do you agree? Do you not? Do you want to expound on it? Anybody?
I totally agree.
I would agree with it. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
in regards to a relationship, it's more of an emotional connection.
Right.
Yeah, a relationship is more of an emotional connection where, like, if I'm saying like this, I'm in a relationship with someone. Even though like a friendship can be a relationship, it's not as deep and emotional and feeling as a relationship with the opposite sex, or if you're in a same sex relationship, but it's not the same as a romantic relationship. Like I can have fun hanging out with my girls or hanging out with a male friend, but that's as far as we're doing. We're just hanging out and cutting up, and that's a companionship, as opposed to having a deeper emotional connection to my spouse or whatever.
A sea thought says, so the goal is to have a relationship with the companion. Sharon Burney says, companionships and relationships may vary depending upon the individuals involved. What is a relationship? A relationship is a connection between people, often involving emotional or romantic ties. It goes beyond just spending time together. It's about forming a deeper bond that includes mutual respect, love, and commitment. In a relationship, individuals often share not just activities or interests, but also their thoughts, feelings, and sometimes their lives. This bond can be romantic, but it can also be between family members or close friends. Relationships require effort and nurturing as they are built on trust, understanding, and caring for each other's well-being. They are complex and can bring great joy, support, and growth to those involved. Companionship and romantic relationship can share some similarities, but they also have distinct characteristics. So I think we all agree that relationships and companionships are different, but they do have a lot of similarities. We agree there, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so I love what C. Thought said. She said, so the goal is to have a relationship with the companion. And that is probably the greatest relationship you can have, because if you have a relationship with a companion, you're having the best of both worlds. But what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the similarities and differences from 10 different vantage points. One, emotional depth. A relationship tends to have a deeper emotional connection, and a lot of times it involves what we call romantic feelings or being in love, where a companionship focuses mostly on comfort and enjoyment as it relates to spending time with somebody without necessarily being involved in deep emotional ties. So in you all's opinion, is it better to start off in a relationship or to start off in a companionship that morphs into a relationship? So is it better to start off in a relationship that morphs into a companionship or a companionship that morphs into a relationship, in your opinion? I'm going to start with you, Chocolate Peach.
In my opinion, it would be a companionship that morphs into a relationship, because I want to be able to not only hang around you and be comfortable, like, in your presence and happy with you, but when we go to the relationship part, then at that point, I feel comfortable and safe with you.
What about you, Fred?
I think it starts off better with the companionship, and then you work into a relationship, simply because, you know, you feel more comfortable with that person, and then you grow in, and it's a growing relationship. And hopefully you'll get married, Jay. How about that?
Okay. What about you? Snitchy Smurf just joined us. Is it better to start off in a relationship that morphs into a companionship or a companionship that morphs into a relationship, in your opinion?
I would agree, and good evening, everyone. A companionship is important. Yes, I'd have the companionship first order before a relationship to take form. Thank you for asking.
And what about you, Big Charles?
So this is where I differ. Mm-hmm. You can call yourself having a companionship, and then you find yourself stuck in the friend zone forever. So you're trying to build a relationship with this individual and you find everything about them. And then you find yourself that, hey, you guys have a great connection, but the connection can never go further than into the relationship. So I think that hanging out, getting to know somebody, but not so much like making a true connection as a companion to let the person know, say, hey, I want to take this further. Because if you let them know that this is where you're going to and you don't want to be stuck in a friend zone, you get your answer right then and there. Now, if you decide you want to have that companionship with that individual, then you can go ahead and do that. So, but I think with some females, you have to be straight up and honest from the start.
Jana Marie said, I believe in love at first sight. So that's a whole nother story, Janet, for another show. This is relationship versus companionship. And we're gonna go into a couple of these. We're gonna talk about the commitment level, the physical intimacy, the expectation and obligations, influence on life decisions, financial entanglements, social circles, legal and social recognition. We're gonna go as deep as we can in this within an hour. And I believe this conversation is gonna get real deep and heavy and interesting. My name is Jay King. You're tuned into the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580, and we'll be right back.
Okay, guys.
Find the song Misdemeanor, Mike, by Foster Silvers. And that's what we'll put that in there.
Okay, no problem. So,
yeah, oh,
another 10-minute segment.
10 minutes? Okay.
We'll see
you
next year.
Yeah. Okay.
Anytime.
It's the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. My name is Jay King. We're talking about companionship versus relationship. It's a misdemeanor. You got to get over it. And we just talked about emotional depth of a relationship. That in a relationship, emotions tend to get deeper. Their romantic feelings and love are involved versus a companionship, which really most of the time focuses on comfort and enjoyment when it comes to spending time together. And it's two people not necessarily getting involved deeply from an emotional standpoint. And then when you talk about relationship versus companionship or companionship versus relationship, you got to talk about the commitment level. So relationships usually involve a higher level of commitment. And, you know, sometimes that higher level includes plans for the future, being exclusive. It entails a deeper sense of obligation towards one another, where companionship a lot of times is a lot more casual. And it's centered more around shared activities or shared interests or, you know, just holding somebody's time and enjoying the time that that you have. So where Chocolate Peach, you said a companionship was walking into a relationship would be better for you. Charles, you said, nah, a relationship works better going into a companionship because at least you won't get stuck in that friend zone. So now we're talking about the commitment level. So Chocolate Peach, would you rather have the more casual commitment in the beginning, or would you want that higher level of commitment in the beginning?
For me, I would rather have the casual level of commitment. Like, I don't want to commit. I mean, I want to be able to get to know you first. And know your quirks and things like that, because if I'm going to commit to you, I'm committing fully. Like, I'm trying to go towards marriage in the long term once I said that I'm committing to you. But if I'm knowing that you have these certain icks or quirks that I just know I can't deal with, I'd rather just like, okay, you know what? We can be good friends, but we can't take it any farther, at least not at this time.
Now, what about for you, Fred? Do you prefer the companionship of it being more casual or the higher level commitment of a relationship?
Higher level commitment of a relationship. And the reason why, I think that, you know, this casual thing will get stuck there. At least I would get stuck there and start still shopping around, dating other women.
Okay. What about you, Snitchy Smurf? Do you prefer the more casual companionship to start off with, or are you looking for that higher level of commitment in a relationship?
If I were really to focus on this personally, I would say for certain I would want to be friends first. Like, I'd have to already know you mentally to know that I'd want to know more about, you know, my better half's personal life, like in depth, other aspects of his life. So for me, I would feel more comfortable companionship first. Though when I think about companionship, I think about the old school where I would hear the elders say the relationship was first, and then, you know, as life changes a person, the companionship was all, like, it never goes away. It's always there. Because when you get up in age, you know, you the relationship takes on a different dynamic. So I think I would need companionship first.
Okay. Thought said, I wonder if the answers would vary depending on the generation. And that's a great question.
Yeah.
I wonder if we had younger people here, if it was different. Big Charles, what about you? Is it
that's where
do
I
you
was
want
just
the
about
more...
to go, Jay. Depending on what age you are, I think when you're younger, you look for to be exclusive with that individual and more deep relationship. I think as you get older, you back off the exclusivity because, again, you're trying to get to know the person, but like Fred say, you want to keep your rear view open to find out if others out there. Now, you're having a conversation, letting them know you do want to take it further. But if she's going to get a signal, let you know. When you tell her that, she's going to let you know off the bat. She might not say off the rip, but you're going to read her energy. You're going to be able to say, hey, yeah, she might be saying, okay, but I'm not feeling the energy. So you're not going to commit to her so deeply, knowing that the energy is not feeling right. And if the energy is not feeling right, you're not going to commit. So I think that it depending on how you go at the individual and how they receive you, how deeply you commit to that individual.
Okay. So when we talk about physical intimacy, which includes sexual activity, that is generally a component that is tied with a relationship. And that signifies a deeper physical and emotional bond. But when we talk about companionship, it may or may not include the physical intimacy. And if it does, it's usually less significant than a romantic relationship. So when you start talking about the physical aspects of intimacy, when we look at companionship and relationship, now we start to see the real divide.
Yep.
Where when you start talking about emotions, commitment, they kind of can look the same from different vantage points. But now when you talk about physical intimacy, that's where you see the real divide. Now, with that, Chocolate Peach, you said I would prefer the companionship. Does that companionship involve the physical intimacy?
No.
Okay. So how can you say that you would want your relationship to evolve from a companionship if the companionship doesn't engage in the physical aspect of it?
Well, because at the point that we get physical, then that's going to be considered a relationship going forward.
Well, that's not necessarily true. Companionships may or may not include physical. So it could be physical, but not as significant as it was if it was a romantic relationship.
I told you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say, Charles?
Yeah, so this is where things become complicated, and some women divide their love and how they look at people, because companionships can be very, very involved. And then what happens is that the companionship of the female or the male, they can have that thing going on between one another, and they believe that's all it is, but there's something more behind it. But until someone really step up to the plate and say something, yeah, that's where it all lies. But there are some companions out there who can be physical, and that's all it is. There's nothing else. And they can go on and have other healthy relationships. That's the sidekick of a lot of relationships and the weird thing that some people don't understand these days. Companionship could become very deadly depending on the individuals involved.
Well, the other thing is that both women can't.
I'm sorry, go ahead. What are you going to say?
I was just going to say, it's also another thing is that a lot of women can't cut off the physical from the emotional when it comes to being that way. Like, men can be emotionally physical with someone, and the emotion's not there. But a woman is going to feel the emotion.
That's when we're going to come back, you guys. We're going to come back to the expectations and obligations of the relationship versus the companionship. You're tuned into the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. My name is Jay King, and we'll be right back. Okay. That was right? How many minutes I got on this one?
Oh, you were perfect. That was excellent.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A 9, if you don't mind. You could with 9.
You got 9? Okay. You ready?
Yes, I am.
We're back. It's the Jay King Show, KBLA Talk 1580. We're talking about the relationship, relationship versus companionship, or companionship versus a relationship, however you want to look at it, and wherever you are on the spectrum, a lot of different ways to look at what the relationship is versus companionship and how they intersect with each other. So we talked about the emotional depth. We talked about the commitment level. We talked about the physical intimacy. Now we're going to talk about the expectations and obligations. Because in a relationship, expectations and obligations are a lot of times defined regarding what kind of time you spend together, what kind of emotional support you get or have to give, and what kind of responsibilities you all are going to share in this relationship. Where in a companionship, a lot of times the companionship is a lot more flexible because they have fewer expectations and obligations and responsibilities. And when it comes to the emotional side, people, I think, put themselves in check automatically because they say, I'm not in a real relationship with this person. So, Snitchy Smurf, when it comes to expectations and obligations, whether it's a companionship or a relationship, do you have similar expectations or obligations, irrespective of which one?
I believe I would have similar expectations as far as trust goes. I don't think I could be comfortable with anyone if I weren't able to trust at a certain level to say I want to trust further. But there are differences between the two. But, you know, it's a free world out here, and so folks are creating the types of bonds they wish to have. So no judgment of any kind. But for me personally, yes, I would say trust would have to be there. And just one small thing I'd say about love. Love in my book is the truth. And I think sometimes we may get love confused with other aspects, and that may hinder either relationship.
A monkey says companionship sounds like a sexist version of a relationship. And Walter Phillips says companionship comes with reciprocal boundaries.
Yes, it does. Companionship does. Mm-hmm. That's where I was about to go. It does. Companionship, with companionship, you do have boundaries. And you respect those boundaries in companionship versus a relationship should have no boundaries. That is the biggest difference when it comes to that. And that person is exactly right to me, is that when you have a companionship with an individual, you're so much in a friendship zone with that individual that you understand the boundaries of the individual and you don't try to cross them. And then you let that person know, hey, man, you know, we don't get down like that. Or that person, we crossed the line, you know. And then you can end it in that situation. Even in relationships, you should have no boundaries. There should be no quarrels or anything to be held back at all.
Yeah. Arvell McClinton said, it sounds like a glorious friendship. So let me ask you guys this. When you start dealing with people and you know, and whether it's a companion or a relationship, and, you know, once you start counting on somebody, in my head, you know, the expectations and obligations that you have, they go beyond those words, but they deal with how the connection is with the two people. So in a relationship, the partner a lot of times make important life decisions. They're considering each other's needs and goals and preferences. Whereas in a companionship, while there might be mutual respect and consideration, individual decisions are a lot less influenced by the companion's input. Do you give your companions, or would you give your companions the same influence over some of your goals and preferences and needs as you would somebody you were in a relationship with? And I'm going to ask you that, Chocolate Peach, and then Freya.
I think for me, like, when I'm in a relationship with someone, I do tend to lean towards their opinion more. Like when I was married, I often let to my husband, so like I would say, hey, I'm thinking about getting this hairstyle or this haircut, and I would lean towards more towards his opinion. Now, for a companion and or friendship, I may ask, or I might just come and say, hey, look what I did. That's about it.
What about you, Fred?
You know, Jay, this is a touchy conversation for me, because I've never had too many cordial relationships. It was just the way I was raised, was to jump out there and get married or find a girlfriend and do the damn thing. So I really can't answer that. You know, I mean, just to be honest with you, I've not had a lot of girlfriends. I've had two wives in my life, and I'm 60 years old. And I just patterned myself, my behavior, like I seen my mom and daddy do. So this is a very awkward conversation for me.
Wow. Walter Phillips says companionship is more of a respectful friend zone. Tammy said, we've been together 15 years and never had relations. We had separated at one point, but when I was sick, he was there for me. I owe him to be there for him, too. He's truly a friend. There's no romance whatsoever, but I can trust him. It's too much to text to explain. I learned to suppress my feelings and not just think of myself. Derek Spruill said, if both go to Walmart together, it's a done deal, Kat. I don't know how that how that goes together, but that brings me to the financial entanglement. Because relationships, especially long-term relationships, often involve shared financial responsibilities and decisions. And you can have everything from a joint bank account to co-owning property. Whereas with a companionship, you usually maintain financial independence with less of a merger when it comes to economic resources. If you are in, if you have a companionship kind of situation and you guys have some shared responsibilities, do you think that that kind of muddies the water a little bit because it's part relationship, part companionship? Does that muddy the water for you, Charles?
Yes, it could muddy the waters. I think that, you know, they say that one of the biggest things in our relationship is money destroys things. And so, yeah, in that essence, when you have a true companionship with someone and you have money involved, I think it can destroy a lot of things because it takes a deeper commitment than just friendship to deal with that money situation. You have to be way deeply heavily involved. Because when you get that involved, when money comes into play, it's got to be life or death with the both of you guys. Mm-hmm. And a lot of companionships are not on that level.
And because of companionship, because it's not as obligated as a relationship, it can get a lot funkier if you're trying to break those things apart. Arvell said, now that sounds like a roommate. Renee says no, because you would have to pay those financial responsibilities if you were living alone. If the water gets muddy, it's because one or both of the people are not being honest about their feelings. When we talk about relationships and companionships, a lot of the conversation has to do with how honest we want to be with ourselves about where we want to be in a situation. Walter Phillips said it's one or the other, no in between, unless one has a hidden agenda. Donna Marie said a good companion wants to travel and enjoy life just without commitment.
That's right. I agree with Janet. I love that.
You're tuned into the J. King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. This is a discussion that I think we may have to take further on other shows, and this won't be a one-hitter quitter, because I believe this is an interesting subject that we have to start delving into, and especially when we start talking about where we are in our lives from an age group standpoint, from a financial situation, from a social situation. You know, who, what, when, why, where, you know, we expect these relationships to go and be. It's the J. King Show at KBLA Talk 1580, and we'll be right back. All right. So we have two Walter said, just jump out the window. Arvell said, it sounds like a pet. All right, Mike, this is a four-minute, right?
2/4, yep.
Okay. This show was sponsored by Highlands Community Charter School. If you're 22 years or older without a high school diploma, Highlands Community Charter School is where you ought to be. Not only will they help you earn your high school diploma, they'll help you find a career pathway, and it doesn't cost a dime, just time and effort. 916-844-2283 is the number. 916-844-2283. And remember, it's never too late to get your life in order. It's the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. My name is Jay King. We're starting to wind this thing down, but before we do, we have a few more questions. I got a few more questions I want to ask as it relates to the relationship versus the companionship and what we look for in both. The communication dynamics in a relationship are often deeper in discussion as it relates to feelings, as it relates to conflicts and disagreements, and then future plans. What kind of future are we going to build? Versus a companionship where the communication tends to be a bit more casual, focused on shared interests or activities rather than emotional or personal issues. So let me ask each of you, and you know, this is a rapid-fire thing. And if you were ever in a relationship that was a relationship for you but a companionship for the person you were with, or companionship for you and a relationship for the person you were with, I'm going to start with you, Smitchy Smurf.
I have found myself feeling that I were in a companionship and, you know, came to the understanding that I was alone in that thought because the gentleman thought we were in a relationship. That has happened to me. In that experience, you know, we talked about, okay, how we each viewed the time we were sharing together and came to an understanding and a decision from there.
Okay. What about you, Charles? Have you ever been
in a situation?
Go ahead.
I've been both ways. I actually was dating this girl. She was going to school to be a nurse. And in the end, we had understanding where I was just being trying to be a companion, and then it wound up into a relationship. And then she said, look, you know, I really like you and everything, and I wish we could make it go further, say, but I like you as a friend, you know, but I love your qualities, but I just can't take it any further because I don't see some things not long-term in you. And I've done it the other way, where I've was a good friend of somebody, and they would take it to a new level. And it got into a physical sexual relationship, but that's all I thought it was. And in the end, I walked off, and she was hurt. Yeah.
What about you, Chocolate Peach?
I've also been in it both ways. The first where I thought we were in a relationship and they thought it was a companionship, and I didn't find out until I saw them engaged on Facebook that they were actually in a relationship and engaged with someone else. But then I also had a really good friend of mine who wanted to be in a relationship with me and was really hurt when I was like, no, I don't want a relationship. I'm not into that right now. So
when we come back, we're going to ask Big Fred the same question, but we have about 4 minutes left in this show. We're going to take a break, come back, ask Fred about his relationship, and then we're going to get out of here. My name is Jay King. It's the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580.
Okay, 4 minutes. Yep.
Okay, you ready? You're tuned into the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. I want to say thank you to everybody who tuned in today. And just know that this show airs every Saturday and Sunday at KBLA Talk 1580, but you can listen to it anytime on the iHeartRadio app. If you go download iHeartRadio and search for The J. King Show, you can hear this show and all of the other shows I've done, and you might find some other subjects that might be interesting to you. Fred, I'm asking you, you're the last question on the way out. Have you ever been in a situation where you thought that you were in a relationship, but the person that you were with treated it as a companionship, or you thought you were in a companionship and the person that you were with thought you all were in a relationship?
I would have to go back to my original answer and say I've been, from the gate, I was lied to, and the girl that I went to the prom with was married. Okay, so I started off, my shit was fucked up from the beginning. Then I met my wife, and she wasn't mature enough for me. She was an older woman. She thought I was a playboy, and I've been with Val for 35 years now. So it wasn't no whole bunch of girlfriends and relationships at all. When I was a kid, you know, but you wasn't even fucking then, you know, didn't know what I was doing. Wasn't
okay,
a man
Fred,
at all.
Fred, this is a show that's on the radio. You said three cuss words.
Please bloop me. I'm sorry.
They get kings in the morning. Fred went straight kings in the morning.
I'm transparent, man. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not. I don't get out
that
often.
In the morning, Fred.
I'm sorry. Please
bloop like
me,
Kings
Mike.
In the morning. You can't talk like that
Mike,
on the J. King Show.
Please fix it, Mike.
I'm sure Mike will Mike will find out a way to fix it.
And you woke
I
want
to say
up,
thank you to
so.
Everybody who came and tuned into the show. You know, I think this show now is going to end. I want to say thank you to everybody who tuned in. And these are conversations I think we're going to have to start having in the world we live in today, because we have muddied up the water even as it relates to gender. You know, we're gender fluid. We have pronouns in our names. We're just in an interesting time as it relates to the relationship, the companionship, who you're in relationship with, what kind of relationship it is, what kind of companionship is it. And this is one of many discussions we're going to have as it relates to this subject. My name is Jay King. You've been tuned into the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. I hope to see you next week. Thank you. Adults need to love themselves and have real mature conversations is what Walter Phillips said. Jana Marie says, always remember a beautiful friendship is a wonderful relationship. Tammy said this was a good subject, Jay. I think it's a subject that people want to have, but it's almost like we can't have these kinds of conversations now, because we have to deal with how politically correct the conversation is going to be, because now politics are in conversations where feelings are, you know, you could literally hurt somebody's feelings. Mother Metal said this was so interesting. And we didn't even get to the life decisions, the legal and social recognition. We didn't get into the adaptability when it comes to changing your life, how you have to adapt to your partner or companion, and even when a relationship is starting to morph into a companionship, when all of the love that was in a relationship is starting to ooze out. But the companionship, because the two people are so connected to each other and because they have so much vested, that to break it apart will be more destructive than to keep it together and figure out how to make it work as a companionship, or the companionship that starts to morph into a relationship where the two people, you know, they thought that they were cool enough and casual enough that it didn't mean anything, but they start seeing the other person get involved, not so much physically, but just in conversations with people, you know, and how that might change. So we'll probably come back to this and just expound on it even more. Renee said, especially as we try to navigate love and relationships in our senior years. As a young person, part of the game was being in and out of relationships. However, at this age, we are intentional. You don't want to spend time with people that don't want to spend time with you. And that is the honest and goodness truth.
Yes.
So do you guys want to give anybody want to give any closing remarks? I'll give each of you guys 2 minutes of closing remarks.
I would say, you know, when you're in a space and you're trying to decide if this is somebody you need to be involved, I think being straight up is always the first action. I think that being honest and straightforward sets apart where you're going to go with this thing. It's either going to be a friendship, and if you don't want to be a friendship, let it go. Walk off to the next one.
Chocolate Peach?
I think I would say in all things related to this, be honest with yourself to know what you're mentally and physically available to do, and be honest with the other person. So this honesty is going to take you a long way as opposed to deception and heartbreak.
A big friend.
At this point, Jay, we travel. She packs my shit and gets me on airplanes. You know, that's the good thing I'm all lady to do is get me from gate to gate. That's all. I mean, and we laugh. We watch a little TV. We don't, you know, it's a great life. It's not like when I was 23. No shit.
Wait, quick cousin.
Twice.
Oh.
He cursed twice.
You're dumbass.
You're
doing shit. Snitchy Smurf.
Yes. Well, this has been a beautiful evening of thought-provoking discussion. I'm glad that the conversation is here. I'm glad it is here with you. And thank you for allowing me to be a part of it. A beautiful word, I believe our sister said, was intention. I believe in both relationships, in all relationships, all forms of relationships, intention is most important, because I feel like, as Sister Chocolate Pete said, you know, being honest, I think you have to have great intent with your integrity, and I think that's important for all relationships. So I look forward to seeing how other topics come to the table. Don't know if I'll be at the table, but I'll certainly be listening. Thank you for having me.
Renee Chapman said, be honest, intentional, and don't put up with any bull. Life's too short. Love the topic. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow, you guys, I won't be on Kings in the Morning because I have to go in front of the committee, committee tomorrow at the Capitol. But I hope you guys keep this conversation going. I hope you guys make this the beginning conversation.
Gotcha.
The FCC is not going to hit us. Mike, Walter, this show is taped, so Mike edits everything. He knows how to edit.
Yes.
Fred's big
Let's
ass out.
Mike.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Sorry, bro.
He'll do better next time.
He's honest.
He's more censored.
I think.
But tomorrow,
I
you
think
guys,
that
I won't be on live, so you guys will have to call into the show. Renee, you got to call into the show. 515-605-9376, or go to thejkingnetwork.com. 515-605-9376. You can listen, or thejkingnetwork.com. All right, you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for coming on. Michael, we good?
No problem.
No problem.
Yes, I got it.
Mike is the man to make this world a better land. Mike. They say that cat Mike is a bad mother. Shut your mouth. I'm just talking about Mike. I'm just talking about Mike. Mike, you black-a-lack it, huh?
I know, I like it.
You like the black-a-lack?
I got dip in my step. From both sides.
From both sides.
I think Mike should join the panel next time.
Mike is a real white dude. Like if you said, you know, if you drew a white dude, it would be Mike.
Oh God.
So white, wow. And I thought Worthy Rapping Hood was a black rap.
Hey, Phil,
okay.
play Wordy Rappin' Hood one time before we get out of here. I want you guys to hear, I asked Mike what was the first rap record he heard. This is the record he played. I said, Mike, what's the first rap record? This is what he played. This wasn't even a rap record for us.
I'm like, yeah, yep, they're all white. Thank you, though.
Mike is so white, he makes vanilla soulful.
Wow. Outside smoking my cigar.
I'm glad you're enjoying that. I think I'll be having a glass of water.
Birds are working hard to watch, but the birds are always nearly behind me.
Damn, Mike.
That's the first rap.
You heard the part somewhere, King Mike. Don't worry.
All right, you guys. But Mike is a great producer. Mike is not Blondie, not Tina Marie. This, Make It Stop. Kathy said, oh, my God, I've never heard this ever.
No, I haven't either.
In the actual hell. Yeah.
So how do we do? Do you think we contributed well enough to? What do you think?
I believe they made the genius of rap.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
That's the same group, but they were a white group, and the genius of love, I believe, the genius of love was the best record they made, and that's why you never heard from them again.
Genius of love was a great song.
Yeah.
So
I didn't say rapper.
How do we do? Do we do okay? I mean,
The Art of Noise didn't make rappers delight. I mean, the Genius
Sugar
of
Hill.
Love. No, Genius of Love.
No, Genius of Love.
It was
that's
the time
what
club.
What you gonna do when you get out of? What you gonna do?
Yep, I'm gonna have some fun.
Have fun. Natural fun.
I play
fun.
That. Yeah, fun,
fun,
natural. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys. I gotta get ready for bed. I gotta get up in the morning. I got early morning tomorrow. I gotta be. They come to pick me up at 7:30 in the morning. I gotta go do my workout. I gotta wake up at 5:00.
Okay.
All right, have a great night. I'm about to go break my family.
Great night. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you guys.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Likewise.
Sleep dreams, Mr. King. Sleep dreams, Mr. King.